Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers. Thanks for joining the Monday Matters podcast with me. I am your host, Holly Cochran, and I'm pretty sure you all just showed up today to see if I'm going to swear like a Marine the entire day. But sorry to disappoint you. My new favorite F word is fiber. We're going to talk fiber a lot today. So if that seems like something you might not be interested in, stick with me because there's a reason it's become my new favorite F word. For years as a coach in the gym, trying to help people build muscle, and as a nutrition coach, I have been saying the P word, protein, repeatedly over and over and over. And I have been asking people, are you getting enough protein? Do you know where you get your protein sources from? Can we increase your protein? Protein is the foundation to, you know, a healthy diet that is going to be lean and full of muscle, and you're going to lose weight if we just switch things out and think protein, protein, protein. Until all of a sudden, I needed to switch my focus because of my hormones. So protein, yes, is an excellent way to help to balance my blood sugars, to make sure that my insulin doesn't get out of whack. I do not get the hangries anymore because I am getting sufficient amounts of protein on a regular basis. There have been some significant health improvements in my world because I focused on protein. And I think that a large portion of the people who are listening to this podcast are athletes in the gym or nutrition clients. And so you get it. You've also been working hard over the years to make sure that protein is a part of your regular routine. And now it's time to talk fiber. So what I am learning about fiber and our hormones is, as much as protein helps to balance hormones by making helping us with our insulin resistance, as we age, we can still sometimes get a little bit extra estrogen dominance. And that often will show up with resistant weight gain, meaning you put on that weight and nothing seems to be taking it off. The weight that we put on right around our bellies, in our thighs, or maybe in our breasts, that extra weight that is, you know, happens to us in our perimenopausal age or sometime after those freshman 15, sometime between there and 50, we put on this weight that you can't seem to budge. That can be sometimes from estrogen dominance, which is a hormone that we have too much of. And so women start cutting out carbs, cutting out things that they think are higher in calories, trying to do everything that they possibly can to take this weight off, when in actuality, we need to increase our fiber. It was one of the game changers for me to switch from having a really high protein kind of athletic diet to increasing and embracing my 47-year-old hormonal female diet that included way more fiber than I had been doing before. Did I have to learn some things? I sure did. Did I have to figure out my calories all over again? Yep, I did, because ultimately, the bottom line is I can't be eating so many calories from any of the macronutrients that I'm in calorie surplus constantly. Calorie surplus all day, every day, week after week is going to make you put on weight. That there's nobody in science that's going to tell you differently. Too many calories in versus calories out makes you put on weight. But when you understand how your body works, it could be that you're eating the right amount of calories, but you're still not balanced hormonally. And you're storing a lot of these calories around your midsection, and they're not being utilized because we need to use our calories for energy production, for increasing our hormone production. But we also need to use these calories to use these hormones that we're producing and then to detox them. And that's where everything always falls apart with me. We proved it with my DNA testing, my liver and my detox pathway, my gallbladder, all of those things are not functioning as well as, or they do function, I should say. I need to really support them in order for them to function at their finest. And I have learned that increasing my fiber, making that my new favorite F word, taking a little bit of the protein priority and down, putting it down just slightly, has made a huge difference in how I am feeling, how I'm using my food, how I am being able to get rid of excess hormones. So without, I mean, I have been an oversharer for years. You guys know all the nitty gritty. But I basically increase my fiber and I poop a lot better regularly. That means I am not holding on to toxins. Not holding on to toxins, that's a really good thing. It's something we're trying to achieve on the regular. So now, when I take an athlete that's in my gym that is feeling like they've got some stubborn weight loss, or they just, you know, they're feeling like, I can't out train this bad diet. How should I change it? Most of the time when I say, are you scooping a scoop of protein powder? Do you eat some Greek yogurt? Is there cottage cheese in your life? And if they say yes, yes, and yes to those sorts of things, I know that they are getting probably a fairly sufficient amount of protein. Then I start asking them about fiber. And that's where we start. In the 12-month habit stacking program that I am running, it's habit number 2. We started with habit number 1 of drinking water because I don't want to increase people's fiber or protein for that matter if they're a dehydrated human who does not value the benefit of drinking water. So we started with getting enough water, and I highly recommend if you're going to increase your fiber to try to help support your liver and to detox and to poop better and to lose weight, you do all of those things with a glass of water. Do not be dehydrated as you take on my new favorite F word. Okay, let's talk fiber for just a second. There are 2 different kinds. I did not really understand the difference between them or where their sources were fully, but I do now. Soluble fiber is fiber that will dissolve in water to make like kind of like a jelly. It will help to lower cholesterol and glucose levels. And so that kind of fiber is the one, like imagine oats. When you put oats, water into your oats and it makes it into that porridge, that jelly-like consistency, that is a soluble fiber. Okay. And that soluble fiber helps you to transport and get things out of your system. Okay, so things like oats, peas, beans, apples, citrus fruits, like the oranges and grapefruits, those sorts of things, carrots, barley, and psyllium. Psyllium is like that psyllium husk, and Metamucil has psyllium in it. My chocolate flavored Cido greens has psyllium in it, and I make a really great gluten-free hamburger bun out of psyllium husk. Those are soluble fibers. Insoluble fibers help to promote the movement of the material through the digestive system. So it kind of like bulks up the stool so that it collects everything that are on the sides of our intestine and takes it all out. When we don't have enough insoluble fiber and we just have a lot of fat or a lot of protein for macronutrients, it goes through, but it doesn't clear it out. So think about the insoluble fiber. I kind of think it like the scrubby pad, you know, when you are doing dishes and stuff and you can just use the washcloth and you can kind of get the bottom of the pot cleaned off, but you sometimes need that sticky pad to really get the bottom of the pot cleaned off. That's our insoluble fiber. So you want to think things like the whole wheat flour, if you're doing wheat, nuts, beans, vegetables like cauliflower, green beans, potatoes, that kind of stuff. So that's your insoluble fiber. It's not breaking down into gel. It's just bulking up the stool and making sure that the sides of our intestines are actually all being cleaned out of the toxins that we try not to let leave behind. Okay. So when we have too much estrogen, it can be left behind if we don't have enough fiber. So then we have excess estrogen, estrogen dominance, and that can lead to hormonal imbalance. So when we're talking about keeping our insulin in check and eating enough protein to do that, and we don't want to have this over buildup of estrogen, we got to make sure, yes, we're having our protein and we're having enough fiber. So the liver and the gallbladder are your detox organs. You need these things to help the bowel to detox, to remove toxins, and fiber helps to do all of those things. And a diet that's low in fiber, and sometimes people think oats are carbs. They don't necessarily associate the F word, or they do, but maybe not the right F word, with things like oats or potatoes. And we get real low in those foods because they're those bad words, you know, the swear word of carbs. Not necessarily. Not everybody needs to be fearing carbohydrates like oats and beans and peas and legumes and potatoes. For some of us who are in that perimenopausal state, we should not be fearing them. We should be embracing them. Gone are the days where we should be in keto for an entire month, 3 months, 6 months at a time. Our hormones can't handle it. We need to make sure we are taking these things and removing them out of our system instead of letting them build up. Fiber can also act like a prebiotic, not a probiotic, but a prebiotic. It helps the healthy bacteria in the gut. So you got to make sure you have some healthy gut microbiome. You don't feed something that isn't there, but we will all have some healthy bacteria, and fiber helps to feed that. So you need that for your immune system. If we had no healthy bacteria in our microbiome, our immune system would be shot, I guess we could say, not good. So fiber helps to feed that healthy bacteria in our gut, and we need that for our immune system. We need that to absorb the nutrients that we're already consuming and to then remove them. So I talked about my favorite, or I talked about insoluble and soluble. I want to just show you how I incorporated a lot of these into my regular day and how now I feel like pooping is getting so much better. Just what you all wanted to hear, I'm sure. So legumes are a great source of fiber, and where I get mine, we have beans sometimes in the week, and definitely I'm eating hummus. Sometimes it's my own homemade hummus, and sometimes it's a store-bought hummus that I find yuccas really well. But hummus is made from chickpeas, ground up chickpeas. I find there's a line, and actually, if I'm being totally honest, I was going to say there's a line of between how much hummus I can have before I start bloating, but if I'm being totally honest, the last 3 months or so, as I've been continuing to work on my microbiome and my gut health, I'm not getting bothered by hummus nearly as much as I used to. I can't remember the last time I bloated, bloated at all. And I have hummus in my almost every day because I want the chickpeas and I want the fiber. I want the protein, and it's not super high in calories. I also have oats. I make my own oatmeal. It doesn't have any processed sugar. It has honey in it for a little bit of sweetener, so that there is a sweetener to it for sure. But it has lots of nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds are a great source of fiber. And my granola has almonds and chia seeds and sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds and all of the seeds that help balance hormones, especially when you're cycling the seeds into the different seasons of your menstrual cycle. So I make this granola and I know what days out of the 28-day cycle I get to have granola for my breakfast. And I really look forward to them. And I'm doing some cycling of nuts in and out of my month, as well as increasing my fiber on certain times throughout the month. And it's been working pretty good. Fruits and vegetables. There was a time in my life when I struggled to be able to eat fruits and vegetables because they would make me bloat. Cooked was better than raw, but any vegetables really. That's a sign that you are not detoxing very well, that your microbiome, your gut is not necessarily doing a fantastic job of eliminating. It could be because of the liver, the gallbladder, the bowel, some sort of a dysfunction in the microbiome. I don't really know what the root cause of all of that is. I just know that bloating is not normal. Even though it was happening to me super regular and a lot of people come and talk to me about bloating, there's a root cause to why your body's not reacting appropriately and is bloating. And fiber can sometimes help that and sometimes makes it worse. You got to figure out what you can be eating while you are continuing to investigate the reasons why you might be bloating. But great fruits and vegetables that are full of fiber are things like berries, pears, apples, bananas, carrots, broccoli, leafy greens. When we did our 10-day detox, it was a liver detox with Dr. Node, and we were allowed, the only fruit we were allowed was apples and pears, and that was for the fiber. We were wanting to give our body a break, a rest, and a cleanse, and eating pears and apples and putting pears and apples in our smoothie and then having pears and apples a little bit more while we did the 10-day cleanse was for that purpose, for allowing our body the break from other higher in toxin foods and lower in fiber foods, letting us just really delve into cleaning it all out, the reset of all of that. I already talked about psyllium husk a little bit and the hamburger buns that I make and other sources of it. Some people find that's just so hard to just put a scoop of psyllium husk into a smoothie. It really definitely changes the texture of that smoothie and the thickness of it. But if you want to be bulking up your stool and cleaning out the intestines and making sure you're getting everything out, psyllium husk is a really good option for that. So I would recommend you figure out a way to start increasing fiber. If all of these things that I'm talking about are things you might have been avoiding in the past or have been trying to take out because you think they're too high in calories and you're gaining weight, why would you have high calorie almonds in your day when you're already trying to lose weight? Take a good look at what's going in your body. You need the fiber to take the bad stuff out. It plays such an important role at getting the toxins and the extra hormones and everything out of your system that without the fiber and those calories that go along with the fiber, you might be worse off. It might be better for you to have more fiber in your life than to have the toxins in your life. All right. I think I've given you a really good argument as to why you need to incorporate my new favorite F word, fiber, into your regular everyday diet, especially if you are feeling like you are in that perimenopausal or menopausal age and you've got weight resistance and you've got that belly that keeps growing and the belt buckle that keeps getting tighter and tighter and you're just not sure why. You are exercising like crazy, you've reduced calories significantly, and yet things are not moving in the right direction. Try focusing on fiber for a little while. I've asked people to, when they're tracking their food, to just write down their protein sources in the past. Just write down your protein sources so we can focus on it, think about it, prioritize it, figure out how many grams of protein you're having. And now I want to switch those thoughts from protein to fiber. Write it down, put it in my Fitness Pal, figure it out. How many grams of fiber are you getting in a day? Somewhere between 30 and 50 grams of fiber. That would be awesome. Okay. There's been very little cuss words said in this entire podcast. So thank you for sticking with me. If you want to talk more about fiber or any of the F words for that matter, feel free to reach out. My website is k2crosstraining.ca. You can book counseling appointments right there on the website. And if you think there's somebody out there that could benefit from hearing about fiber and hormones and detoxing and liver and gallbladder, etc., please take a screenshot of this podcast and put it on your social media. Like this post, rate this podcast. If you go into rate this show and give a review, that's how other people can find it. Thank you very much for hanging out with me this Monday, and I hope you have a fiber-filled day.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listen to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.